Welcome to Tip TV Finance, where it's CEO interview time with Greg Coleman, who's CEO of Independent Resources. How are you today, Greg?
I'm fine, thank you, Zach.
Good haven't seen you for a while. Surprised to see you. Not too much news on the company front, but or is there? Can you tell us?
Well, we're making progress on our registration in Egypt. You know, Egypt has got its political and financial challenges as a country, which makes all of this process very tedious for those of us that are anxious to get on with it. Our asset is still a good asset, in the, even in today's oil price world. So it's just a matter of getting through this process. It is bureaucracy. I sort of understand why the Egyptians are careful, because they have a lot of things to deal with. And there's still lots of business opportunities out there for us as well.
It's always strange in these countries that, you know, you're trying to do something positive and helpful, and you get the same kind of treatment as people who are not, or you maybe get worse treatment than people who are actually not trying to do something
well,
helpful.
Well, you can, yeah, I suppose. You know, they have a lot of troublesome people there, and they want to make sure that, you know, we're not that kind of people. And, you know, they have done their background checks on me and my colleagues, and, you know, you'd expect them to. It shouldn't be that difficult. You know, we're pretty public about what we are and what we do. But, you know, they're also looking for financially strong companies as well. And clearly, when they look at our company, they have to ask us some pretty tough questions. But so far, our investors have been very supportive. The share price maybe not reflect that, but we think there's a lot of upside in our shares.
Right. And as far as what is it, is there in, well, once you get the green light, what are we looking at?
Well, we are currently still at effectively a 25% working interest in the Egyptian asset. And you know, we should be at $50 a barrel or 45 where we are today. You know, we should be generating, we think, enough money to pay the cost of the asset, which in itself is a big step forward where it was when we entered. There's some cost reductions required, and clearly there are wells that need to be drilled, and that'll be hopefully the next step once we get going on in terms of working with the operator.
And as far as the Tunisian expansion, I was looking at an old headline. Is that, how's that going?
Well, we are in discussions with one company in particular who's interested in farming in. Tunisia also has its challenges. Although the reputation of the security is mainly negative, and the Foreign Office is not helping with their travel restrictions, when I do go there, I mean, Tunis is the same as it's always been. Yes, it's a big city. There are people who want to cause trouble to the authorities, but, you know, as far as business people are concerned, it doesn't really affect us.
So the irony is, a lot of these places, there, it's safer as a businessman or as a business person than it is as a tourist.
As long as you're not driving around in a big fancy car with a big entourage, then...
You can't even do that in London now.
You can't drive anywhere in London. Yeah. You can't drive anywhere in Cairo either, unless you're in a donkey cart, it seems. But, you know, keep a low profile. Don't stick out in the crowd, and it's fine. When you get to the operational sites, that's where we need to be more careful. You know, we're much more cautious. We have to work with the military in some cases, or at least the security services in some case. Operations continue. Both these countries need oil and gas revenue to fill up their financial coffers. So they want activity. They want production to grow. So that's not the issue. But managing through all of the various elements of the government is critical. And doing that with due respect, patience is, for us, quite trying, because, you know, we're anxious to get going.
Right. I mean, the current market cap is around £500,000. I mean, we're not looking at
roughly £1 million.
All right. I've got an old figure here.
Yeah.
We're not looking at BP or Shell, but we're looking at a stock, one of the many stocks on the AIM market, which private investors love the AIM market. I mean, I'm one of them. I love the whole arena there. You know, you want to find a company which is worth £500,000 or £1 million, and, you know, 10 years later, 2 years later, it's a 10 bagger or whatever it is.
Yeah.
What are the drivers for people who don't know your company? What are the drivers that can make you win over the next or the near term?
Well, both Tunisia and Egypt are low cost operating areas. There is a lot of business that can be done for companies like ours, relatively small assets. Generally, on the small side, they're relatively underdeveloped. There's not been enough drilling activity, or they don't have good capability. We have, an excellent management team, both technically, commercially. We're careful but determined. And when we get involved, we start with the basic technical merits of the asset, look at what needs to be done to de-risk it, carefully invest capital, and then grow the production and revenue such that, you know, the shareholders can benefit from that. And it isn't just, you know, us having fun at work and getting paid for doing so, and everybody else gets to watch. It really is, in our case, about creating shareholder value.
Right, and you, I think I remember from our conversations before, you've been around the block, let's say, in terms of this industry.
I have, just over 40 years now, and every year there's something new. You think you've seen all these ups and down cycles, and everyone's different. Unfortunately, you know, a lot of people in these down cycles end up leaving the industry and never coming back. And sadly, that is one of the things that we need to face up to. And it's no different this time. In fact, it's probably worse. You know, there's hundreds of thousands of people being laid off or fired or whatever you want to call it. And they a lot of them won't come back. And that really puts a stretch on us when times get better, if they ever do.
But then you've got the production costs. Are they going down?
Service companies are finding ways to be more efficient. Operating companies are removing overhead that's not required, including ours. You know, we've done a lot to reduce our running costs. Probably they've gone down by half compared to what they were a year and a half ago. It hasn't been easy. You know, we've had to say goodbye to some people, but you know, we found other ways to get the job done. And for me, this is very exciting, actually. I, you know, I've worked in big companies like BP and Amoco before them, and you end up watching other people do a lot of the work. I'm now getting the benefit of doing a lot of the things that I learned when I was younger again. And to be frank, you know, it is actually pretty satisfying.
Right, well, it's Thanksgiving 2016. You've got a new exciting president there for the United States. 2017, is that going to be a big year for you?
It needs to be. I mean, our investors have been very patient with us. We need to break through these current dilemmas we have. We think we're on the verge of that. We want to do some new acquisitions. We need to buy them at the right price. And you know, right now, a lot of the people who are selling assets are selling them because they have to sell them. So if we can get through this and do some clever deals, then I think, you know, 2017 will be a year of significant growth for us.
So it's a matter of finessing the current assets you have, getting them, as I said, the green light, and then at the same also looking for new projects as
yes,
well.
Yes, yeah. Obviously, capital is important, and making sure that shareholders benefit from putting new capital in and not just, you know, more of the same. So yeah, we have our work to do, there's no question. We do have our challenges, but you know, we're determined to get through them.
Greg Coleman, CEO at Independent Resources, thank you very much for coming in today, and come back and update us when you have news.
I will do. Thank you.
Thank you.